Open. While we're waiting for a couple more committee members to get here, I'm going to we'll start with 772. Since that bill, we're not going to move to a work session today, but we will take some testimony on it. And holy cow! Okay, well, we'll get as many people in as we can, but we're going to start with Matt Minahan. And Matt, anybody you want to bring up with you, bring them up. Okay. Sue?
We actually have four, so we'll just...
That's fine. And Sue will fill us in on the bill while you're doing that.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 772 authorizes as an outright permitted use on land zoned for exclusive farm use the siting of a facility for importation, manufacture, or storage of explosive materials by federally licensed importer, manufacturer, or dealer of explosive materials or federally permitted user of explosive materials.
I have a note from media services here. I guess we're causing them great disruption. Please advise the audience to turn off your cell phones and Blackberries and not to get too close to the microphones, which are very sensitive, you know.
Yeah.
We'll do our best.
Okay. Welcome, Mr. Minahan. Go ahead and give us your name for the record and get started.
Yes. For the record, my name is Matt Minahan. I represent Oregon Pyrotechnics Association. We're here today to discuss Senate Bill 772 introduced by the Committee on Education and General Government on behalf of the Oregon Pyrotechnic Association. After working with many interested parties, we've decided to offer amendments to the original bill in the form of Dash 1 that you have before you today and that I will discuss shortly. Basically, this bill would allow licensed pyrotechnicians to store fireworks in state-approved magazines and place them on farmland. You will find the summary page on page 1 of your packet provided to you this morning. Senate Bill 772 with the Dash 1 amendments, and as my clients will testify to in more detail, makes the storage of fireworks safer, creates a fair business environment, and will ensure there will be minimal impact to the environment. OPA members, some of whom are farmers, currently have proper approval to store magazines placed on their property zoned for exclusive farm use. These magazines store explosive materials for farm-related purposes, such as blowing up tree stumps, scaring off birds. And again, the point I want to make is many of these magazines that we're discussing today are currently in place as we speak. And to put this in perspective for you, the largest container or magazine that we would be storing wouldn't exceed 360 feet. Most of these containers are shed size or 18-wheel containers, if you can imagine one of those. So we're not talking about major space here. The second point I'd like to highlight deals with the licensing of both the pyrotechnician and the magazines themselves. Each pyrotechnician must be registered with the BATFE, and if they are wholesalers, they must obtain approval from the state fire marshal's office and obtain a wholesaler's permit, which incidentally creates $2,500 with the revenue for the state. I mean, it's not a very easy thing to do to get a permit. As part of the approval process, all magazines must be inspected and approved by the fire marshal's office, and local officials are then notified as to the location and the contents. Now, that being said, I did have a quick meeting with the Oregon Fire Marshal's office this morning to make sure that's entirely accurate, and I'm not sure that it is, but that is their main concern as far as notification. Whatever needs to be done on behalf of the Oregon pyrotechnician, however we do that, we certainly want to be in compliance and meet their concerns, and we're willing to do to meet those concerns. If I could direct your attention to page 2 in the packet, you'll see the official Dash 1 amendment. After several discussions with the interested parties, the OPA agreed that the original 772 proposal should be modified by moving the proposed language from section 1 to subsection 2 and making it subject to ORS 215-296. What 215-296 does is basically allows the local authorities a say or a final say to make sure that anything that we do or any of these containers aren't making a significant change. So we agreed with that, and we decided to move that in there. The Dash 1, we also had some problems with the Dash 1 or the original bill referencing the fireworks as they are defined on a federal level. That caused some concern on many levels. Where our opposition is concerned, so we decided to move that. We're fine with defining fireworks on a local level as well. The final point that I want to make here is I want you to understand kind of what my clients do. They do not sell fireworks to the general public. They don't even sell fireworks. They sell fireworks shows, like the many shows that we see on the 4th of July and at the aerial shows around at the airports. They sell those shows. They can manufacture fireworks. They just need a place to store them and put the shows on. And many of these, if not all, will not be, these fireworks won't be set off on the farmland where the containers are. They're off-site in different areas. On page 3 and 4, you'll see two pages of concerns from the Oregon Fire Marshal's Office that they have raised. Although I do not speak for the Fire Marshal's Office, I'm under the understanding that we have addressed most, if not all, of those issues. I don't know if they plan to testify this morning, but I am told they are here and available for comment if you need to clarify. Now, finally, to give you some history, I'd like to direct you to the last page of the packet. There you will see the language that passed through the 2003 legislative session in the form of Senate Bill 667. This language allowed for the operation and storage of fireworks for one aerial display business. While some in the industry do not understand that language, I want to assure you that my clients that are here today do understand why that language was pared down and written specifically the way it was. We simply just want to allow our members to have the same benefit that company has. Again, we understand that language was to save jobs and to have minimal impact on the environment, and we understand why it was written that way.